Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN, and joining us right now is the great Rajan Rondo. Rajan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Everything is good here. So tell me how this all came about. Obviously, you get the buyout. Was it Lakers all the way? Were there other considerations?
No other considerations.
This was the spot.
This was the spot for me. Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. Have they talked to you about role with this team?
Yes, they have talked to me about roles with this team and what they look for to bring in to this team this year versus, you know, the past couple seasons.
And what sort of role are they talking about for you?
Just being ready when my number's called. Obviously, that we have a lot of depth at the point guard position, understanding that I'm not going to play as much as I would like or possibly want to, but at the same time, being a mentor for young guys has been none, you know, helping Westbrook in any way possible, TBT, and just doing what I do best, you know, being a great team locker room guy and being everyone home. So.
Let me ask you, it's been speculated about this. Someday, down the line in the future, do you have any interest in being an NBA coach?
I actually do. NBA coach, I look forward to being in the front office one day as well.
That's nice, man. That's nice. You know where you're going. Well, listen, thanks for checking in for a couple of minutes, man. We really do appreciate it. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Lakers.
Appreciate it. Glad to be back.
There's Rajan Rondo, who joined us for just a couple of minutes there, Momo.
Is he the anti-Momo in terms of length of answers?
His word count was very low.
I mean, that's the kind of article you could read, Mace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no question. did I do something wrong in that interview?
No, I don't think so. I think he was car watching.
Tired?
Yeah, tired. Like he spoke to... the Lakers affiliate, the Lakers TV people, he spoke to the beat writers, he spoke to us. Like, I just think it's a car wash and you didn't ask him anything bad. It just wasn't all anything new. You just hit all the main spots and then he was like, okay, next. It's like, anything else?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yep. I mean, it's great that he's back. And, you know, regardless of, you know, his short answers. It's great that he's
Tell
back.
Me your one takeaway from that interview.
That he wants to work in the front office someday.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that was good. That was a takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, that was my one takeaway from that.
I'll tell you my takeaway.
About coaching. Yeah, go ahead.
There was no other options.
Ah.
In other words, he was doing the buyout and he was going back to the Lakers. Like, there wasn't, it wasn't like he was going to go look around and find six other places. Like, he wanted to come back. They wanted him back. Done deal.
So let me ask you about Rondo and his role in this team. He says just be ready when his number is called. How much playing time is Rondo going to get on this team?
I think there'll be some games where he'll get 10 to 20 minutes a game, and there'll be some games where he DNPs. And then if there's injuries, he could play 25 to 30. That would be a surprise to me, but there if there's injuries, sure. But I think it's really going to be all over the map, but he's okay with that. Like, he signed up for this. They discussed his role. He knows what he's getting into. If anything, I think he's fine not playing a lot in the regular season. That's not going to bother him.
Yeah, I think, look, in a critical moment, he's obviously got a clutchy ability. I think he's actually said there's no such thing as playoff Rondo. Or Frank Vogel, I think, said there's no such thing as playoff Rondo. Mm-hmm. But I don't care what anybody says. There is such a thing as playoff Rondo.
Of course
he does rise to the occasion. At a critical moment, I don't mind having Rondo on the floor, but they've got such depth at point guard. You know, LeBron's going to play the point. Westbrook is going to play the point. There really doesn't seem to be much room for him. So I can't imagine that he's going to play a bunch.
Yeah, but there could be moments where he does. There could be matchups and moments. I covered him last year during the playoffs when he was with the Clippers, and they got him for a lot of the same reasons the Lakers did, is he was going to be the old veteran guy who's been there, who's done it. They were hoping to capture some lightning in a bottle, some playoff Rondo in a bottle. And they did, actually. For a couple games in that Maverick series, I thought he turned that series around.
Yeah.
They put him out there. Those games, they were down 0-2. They went to Dallas. Rondo played a bunch of minutes. He's like a coach on the floor. And, I think the Lakers have done a pretty good job of keeping LeBron James and Anthony Davis happy in the years that they've played for them.
Sure.
This keeps them happy. They like Rondo. People like having Rajon on their team. I think they would have liked to have Dudley on their team as well. But they got Rondo back. And that is, if that helps LeBron be happy, if that helps the coaching staff, if there's gonna, you know, if there's a game or two where you see the playoff Rondo come back out and win a game for you, it's all worth it.
You know, the thing about this team is, and obviously we've now added another veteran, the average age of the roster has gone up with the addition of Rajon Rondo, which I don't care about, by the way. I don't think the they're old thing matters to me. You know, you put a band together every year. And a lot of these guys are on one-year contract, on veterans minimum contracts. So they may not be back regardless. But the one thing that I'm curious about is to see how Russell Westbrook fits into this puzzle.
Yep.
I think there's going to need to be sacrifice. And it's going to be a question of whether or not Russ, in particular, and LeBron in particular, are they going to butt heads? Are they going to be seamless? What is that dynamic going to look like? I'm not ready to say, like, Ireland, slam dunk, straight to the title. I think it's going to be hard to fit these pieces together and to figure out what it looks like. So I'm not going to be the guy that says, guaranteed championship. That's John's job. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to look at this realistically. And I'm going to say it's going to take a little time to see what it looks like on the floor, and we're not going to know what it looks like until we actually see it on the floor.
Yeah, I really don't know what it's going to look like. I can see the best case scenario. I can see the worst case scenario. I believe it will be something in between. I think it will be – sometimes it will be the best case. Sometimes it will be the worst case. But in between is where Frank Vogel is going to earn his money in that new extension he just signed. I find it interesting that no one has really reported on how long that contract extension is for.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. It's you. I know.
Why would you release that information? Why would that not be transparent?
Usually the team never does that. It's kind of up to the coach or his agent or people like that would say. I'll find out eventually. But right now that's sort of a secret.
So
right?
he's signed an extension of some indeterminate length.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they just added 1 year to his deal. I mean, it's, you know, they gave him an extension so he wouldn't be a lame duck coach this year.
Right.
And that would have been a distraction for the team, a distraction for him. But how much space did they really give him? I don't know. It must not. It's probably not all that great if we're not shouting it from the hilltops.
Nobody's trumpeting from the hilltops that this is how long the extension is for. So it's probably not on the long side.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my guess, right? And full disclosure, I haven't really pushed or dug in on that all that much. I mean, the truth
normally
is...
Normally that just comes out. Normally we just have that information when a new coach is hired, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what reporters do. We call and dig for information. Like, I love it doesn't magically appear. The way we know, usually reporters like get the contract extensions or players' salaries. And, you know, you can break it in real time or later on you can find out from the Players Association because every player contract has to be filed with the Players Association. Then you can look that up. But with coaches' contracts, you can keep that quiet.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Why not tell people?
Well,
why not announce it? Why not be transparent?
Yeah, generally speaking. I remember when Don Mattingly's contract was vested when they advanced out of the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
So we all thought he was a lame duck.
Yep.
And he was like, actually, my next year vested when we beat the Braves. But thanks for letting everybody know, guys. Remember that? That was an awkward press conference.
Woo. Yeah, so we don't always know contract details. But generally, we knew Frank Vogel had signed a 3-year deal, right?
Initially.
And we don't know how long he's been extended for. And obviously, he deserves it. I mean, he's a championship coach now. He's one of the few guys in this league to have won a championship. So he's obviously, you got to give him an extension. But it's just weird we don't know the details of the contract. Yeah. And reporters, do your job.
Trying.
We want to know.
I mean, I've been here because you guys have been taking on vacation all the time. You know?
That's true.
Busy, man.
You know, I get a lot of feedback about the fact that John and I have not worked together in 3 weeks. And here's the deal. So we all try to jam our vacations into the summertime. You probably noticed that because we've got the Rams and the NFL kicking off in 12 days. We've got Lakers training camp opening, you know, mid-September, I think. We've got the Dodgers running, hopefully, all the way to the World Series, and I'm going to chase them there like I did last year. So we're moving into what I call the gravy period of the business, where we get everything happening at once. And that's, by the way, why it's so exciting. If you're just tuning in and you haven't heard this, brand new or addition to the morning show, it is now Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Kellerman.
I like it.
Max Kellerman joining the morning show from 6 to 10 a.m. Then Travis and Sliwa, who've done a great job. I listen to that show every day when I'm out driving to Starbucks or I'm out driving around in the morning. Travis and Sliwa are going to be on from 10 to 1. Then Mason and Ireland from 1 to 4. And Sedano and Cap from 4 to 7. That means we are going to be covering L.A. better than anybody, and we're doing it for you. This is a dream scenario for us, and we are going to capitalize on it. We're glad you're there, and it all starts on Tuesday. All right, coming up next for you, Momo, next Friday, I've got a challenge.
Oh.
Big challenge.
Is this the golf tournament? My goodness.
It's the golf challenge. Challenge. Me versus Ireland. Chris Morales is one of my golf coaches. I've got many. Derek Allen at Rancho Park has done a great job with me. A great guy. If you're looking for somebody to take lessons from, unsolicited, Derek Allen at Rancho Park, great dude. But Chris Morales has also given me some great tips. I want to bring him in here next because I had an interesting day yesterday at the driving range. That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So the guy, Momo's in for John, by the way. So the guy you hear generally at the start of every segment we do is a snarky fellow named Christopher Morales, and he joins us right now. Chris, what is your official title now?
I believe it's consultant to Mason in Ireland.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yes.
I love the shots that you take at me. I roll with the punches, man, and I throw them right back.
Well, except yesterday or today when you didn't hear the open, of course. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, too. So,
hi, Momo.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Momo, you know it's a pleasure to always talk to you. You know that, right?
You know what? I know that because you serenaded me once with that song.
We should bring that song back, Mace.
It was a good song. Yeah, it was good.
It is, by the way, a little creepy. All right. So,
Morales. You were just jealous. You just wanted to do a song about you.
Morales, so I go to the driving range yesterday. By the way, coming up a week from Friday, next Friday, it is me versus Ireland at Black Gold. And yesterday I had an awful day at the driving range, Chris, so I need some advice. My short game, my chipping, I'm really, really happy with. If I get close to the green, I feel like I can get it on the green. My putting is actually pretty decent. My long game is a mess, man. When I get a wood out, you might as well forget it. I cannot hit a wood to save my life. So I guess, first of all, any tips?
Well, it's mostly like real life, Mace, because we know you're a few woods short of a full set, on every day. So it's okay. But what you need to do is you need to relax, Mace. One of the things when I see your swing is you're going so quick. It's a relaxing game, okay? When you see pros in person, they're not swinging like they're out of control. It's all very relaxed. Their tempo is perfect. What happened to your little catchphrase that was going to slow you down? What was it? Taco Bell?
Jorge, do you have that ready? Do you have that ready, Jorge? Angelina Jolie.
Exactly.
That's
what happened to that?
I like it.
Yeah, no. Derek Allen, my coach at Rancho Park, says that I'm attacking the ball too much. I'm trying to hit the ball too much. I'm not following through. I'm not making a full turn. I mean, he went really south on me. He told me that he's going to be a Black Gold next week when we do the round. Mm. But he said he's going to wear a disguise.
I understand where he's coming from. You know, at Black Gold, they just made me a lifetime member there. And now I'm a little embarrassed to be seen with you next Friday as well.
You know what? So can people come to this thing?
Officially, no, but I can't stop you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And this is our big station event, right? This is a gigantic event for us.
So if somebody was to show up to Black Gold that morning, I'm not going to, we're not going to escort them out, but we would prefer, just based on the size of the tournament and all the people that are there and the people that have paid to play in the tournament, that it'll be a little uncomfortable if more people are there, if that makes sense.
Right. So we don't want a gallery.
We don't need a gallery. We're already, because of this lineup switch, we're going to be able to have Travis and Sliwa do the play-by-play on social media, along with Greg Bergman and myself will be there. But how about that, Mace? The guys that are on the SoFi scoreboard each week are now going to be at your tournament.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, huh? You had
to bring it up. Of course I did.
So when I go to the Rams game on opening night on the 12th, and it's the Bears versus Rams Sunday Night Football, first football game at SoFi Stadium with a full crowd, regular season game anyway, am I going to see me and Ireland on the scoreboard?
No, but you will see Travis and Sliwa on the scoreboard.
Oh, God, why are they getting promoted instead of us?
Because they're the new show. People don't know who they are. I mean, they do, but not like they know Mason and Ireland.
So you're saying we don't
need...
Come on, Mason. I know, but you want to make me feel good while I'm watching the game.
Well, I'm sure that is in everyone's thought process when we make these decisions. But come on, Mace. Everyone knows Steve Mason and John Ireland. And how many years have you been on the board at Lakers games? Come on.
Well, that's true. We have been on the board a lot at Lakers games. But I do anticipate at some point I'll see myself on the scoreboard.
Listen, I'm sure there is a camera operator that you can grease a few dollars and tell him, hey, can you take a shot of me on the kiss cam or something like that? And you'll be on that scoreboard.
No, pre-produce.
Nice. All right. The golf tournament, is there anything you need to say about that for the whole big station?
Thank you to SoCal Hyundai. Thank you to Sunday Swagger. Thank you to Coors Light and Valvoline Instant Oil Change, a bunch of other sponsors helping make this. It's our comeback tournament because obviously because of COVID, we didn't have one last year. So it's going to be really fun, really exciting. You'll be able to hear all the action, all the fun and frivolity on the station next Friday. It's going to be great.
And by the way, the new lineup is fantastic, huh? That morning show, which was already good, just got better. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Kellerman joining it.
Do you know the highlight is to me, though?
What?
9:55 a.m. each weekday morning until 1 p.m. Travis Rogers, Alan Sliwa, Travis and Sliwa. It's going to be great.
Okay. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Do you guys remember this?
Mace is my guy. What are you doing to him, man?
When we launched the new morning show, do you remember with Keyshawn that this was the same bit and Mason banned morning show promos? And that's actually what began Mason and I's relationship. Because then I would storm the studio and jump in with them.
But Chris, you know Mace as well as I do. We are friends with Steve Mason. Even if he understands that this is the bit, it hurts his
soul. Well, yesterday he said he wouldn't go to bat. Yesterday he said he would not go to bat for me.
No, I mean, I think you're tradable. I consider you to be tradable.
How did the trade stuff go yesterday, Mace? You might not want to bring that up
again.
I think
they're still negotiating.
No, everything.
There's a lot of posturing.
Everything was a joke. It was all a big joke, Chris.
There's a lot of posturing going
Just
on.
Just a big joke.
Mace, I love you. You are a brand in Los Angeles. Let Travis and Sliwa get a little limelight. How about that?
God.
Be the good guy here.
All right. Thanks, Morales.
Hey, Chris, who you got? What's the bet? Who do we got? Mason or Ireland?
No. Well, up until recently, I really thought Mason was going to be able to get inside of 10 of Ireland, with the strokes, of course, that Ireland's giving him. But much like Mace does all the time, he's overthinking this, and he's going to destroy himself, and it's going to be pretty bad if he doesn't get it together quickly.
Will there be tears?
The thing that sucks is I've worked so hard at it all summer.
So just don't think about it. Just hit the ball, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Jorge, right. That was not me.
That's
You know what? Jorge with the mm-hmm is like Ireland casting doubt on his burp.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right. Hey, Morales, thank you very much. Tempo. And don't think about it too much. I got it.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your show.
Thanks, man. All right. Bye-bye. There's Chris Morales, who's the guy you hear at the beginning and end. And obviously, he's the president of the Travis and Sliwa fan club.
Hey, Mace.
Yeah.
You got to keep it down about these billboards, man. They're going to keep you out of the Lakers one, too. I'm just saying.
Do you know something, Jorge?
No, but I'm just, you know.
I feel like he's preparing you for something. Jorge's in this studio every day. And when you're in studio, you see things and you hear things.
Yeah, you do.
So you think they may also be on the Lakers scoreboard?
I'm just saying, look, lay off a little bit. Lay low.
Man.
Just accept it, whatever. And then, you know
the
what?
Disrespect
they might
is real.
Just put you in the Lakers one. You know?
Here's the thing.
Know.
When I was a kid, I thought, I'd like to see my name up in lights.
Yes.
And it has happened, but I especially want to see it at a game that I'm at. I'm at all those Rams games. That's where I want to see myself.
You want to get up and be like, yeah, that's me, and point at yourself?
And already Demoff. Yeah, I will stand and wave to the crowd.
That was me.
Already that Demoff me. Came on the show, the COO of the Rams, and I asked him, can I do whose house? Rams house. And he said, hell no. The last time you did it, we lost.
Wow.
I'm like, I can't even do whose house, Rams house anymore. It's like the world is against me.
Break time.
I don't know what to say, Mace. I'm on your side. I got your back on this one. I think there is only so much that one man can take.
Yes, I agree. I agree. The humiliation of it all. But no, Travis and Slee would do a great show. They'll be on every day from 10 to 1, all right, starting Tuesday. All right, so coming up next for you, is it okay? I guess we've entered an era of sensitive athletes, Momo. I will explain another example. Yesterday we talked about the Mets, Javi Baez, Francisco Lindor, and Kevin Pillar, and the thumbs down and all that stuff with the booing crowd with the Mets. We've got another example, and it comes from golf. That is coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Momo's here for John. It is the last day of August.
Wow, that was fast.
And that means today will determine the winner of Game of Games for the month. It is Momo's game. It is very possible that we will have a tie today. Momo is leading with 7. I've won 5 times. Jorge has won 5 times. Lindsay is shut out. Today's game is worth 2 points. So either if Jorge or I win, we will actually be tied with Momo, and that's the way the month will end.
And then,
are you
nervous, we could have
Momo?
It.
I'm or not, you could win. Or you could win.
Well,
and
we should have
out.
Michael's. We could have Michael's game tomorrow be the tiebreaker.
That's September.
Yeah.
No, you start a new month.
Okay.
But if Lindsay wins, then you're the you win. August.
So I need Lindsay to win.
Yeah, that's it.
Or you to win.
Wait, do I really have 7? I thought I had 6.
No,
you have 7.
Oh, wow.
We were tied.
Yeah, no, we keep track of stuff like this.
Again, Ramona cannot win because it's her game.
No. But if you win.
But if you win, Lindsay, yes. I need you to win.
And then
win.
She ends up with 7, yeah.
But Mason said, or for you to win to Ramona. But
that's
she
correct.
Can't win.
That's
so
wrong.
If I help Lindsay win.
No.
And you're disqualified.
No, I won't. Honestly, I don't have any idea who will win this game. This is a really good game that I have come up with, mm-hmm. and I have no idea who will mm-hmm. win it. Any one of you could win it. I did not rig this for Lindsay.
Okay. I want to get to this story. So yesterday, we talked about the Mets, Javi Baez, Francisco Lindor, Kevin Pillar, in particular, Baez hit like a 444-foot towering home run, and the crowd that had been booing him all of a sudden started cheering him, and he gave the double thumbs up. He was immediately reprimanded by the team, and today has apologized, says he's sorry if he offended anybody, and it won't happen again. But that's an example of athletes becoming sensitive, right, Momo?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So today, the PGA has announced that they will kick anybody out of a tournament if they start chanting Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau. The official statement is, I ask our fans, again, the very best fans in the world, to take a moment and think about what it means to be a golf fan and enjoy a PGA tournament. We're going to be leaders in this space. We're going to show everyone how easy it is to enjoy yourself at an event while also respecting the athletes in the field of play and the fans around you, many of whom have families with young kids who have a chance to be lifetime fans of our games themselves. Fans who breach our code of conduct are subject to expulsion from the tournament and loss of their credential or ticket. This is for chanting Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau. Mm-hmm. Now, this is another – this is a case of an athlete. I'm assuming DeChambeau probably went to the PGA and complained about the Brooksy thing. People have been doing it because of the rivalry, if you don't know, because of the rivalry between Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. Do you agree with the PGA's decision to bounce anybody who yells Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau?
No, he needs to get over it.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, the fans can yell whatever they – now, this, if this was a slur, if this was like something about his mom or his wife, okay – yes, you can ban that person, but this is just this is a rivalry that you have with a guy, and a patron walked up to him after he missed a shot or something, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's all it was. He just missed a birdie putt that brought to an end one of the most more memorable playoffs the PGA has tour has seen. Okay, that was from our ESPN story today. He just missed a putt. He didn't do anything really bad. The fan just was rubbing it in.
It's not a foul word.
No, it's fine.
It's not like you're swearing or cursing.
Yeah. The fan can say what they want as long as it's within bounds, okay?
Hey, I think Brooksy. This is
yeah. I mean, that's like you going to a Dodger game and being like, "Giants suck." I mean, it's just like whatever. Do you think somebody on the Giants is going to get so offended by that?
Yeah, no. I think they're used to it when they play at Dodger Stadium for sure. I think athletes, and I kind of walk the line on this. Like, I understand why somebody like Javi Baez is upset with Mets fans. Mm-hmm. He's been there for 16 games. He scuffled a little bit, hits a home run, finally breaks out of a terrible slump, and all of a sudden fans turn on him and they're cheering him. So he gives the thumbs down. I actually think it's okay for athletes to respond. But what I don't think is okay is for people to boo their own team, boo their own players. I mean, it's your right, but I think you're an a-hole. You know, the fans that boo Kenley Jansen, I'm sorry. You're jerks. Kenley has done so much for this team, so much for this organization, has been such a good member of this community, is the team's all-time leader in saves.
Yep.
I don't believe you should boo Kenley Jansen, even if he struggles a little bit. And by the way, for all you guys who've been saying, hey, no Kenley, we want Blake Treinen. Last night, Blake Treinen had really hard time with those four outs.
Yeah, but he was good.
Could have blown that game.
Yeah, okay, he gave up. But you know what he did? You know what I would describe Blake Treinen's performance like? Very Kenley Jansen-esque.
It was Kenley-esque. You're absolutely right.
Got a couple of base runners on, made you sweat a little bit. Got the final out, no problem.
Yeah, I thought we were going to blow it. I really thought we were going to blow it.
No, I thought he had it. His stuff was nasty. They weren't really barreling him up. They gave that great stat on the ESPN broadcast. Like, he has the lowest rate of players or of hitters being able to barrel him up, right? Like, they don't get solid contact on Blake Treinen.
Well, he throws that nasty sinker, heavy sinker. And his fastball, he hits 97.
Yeah, that what was the pitch he threw to Duvall? Oh, it looked like it was going to hit him, and then it just came back across the plate.
Just bounced right back. Yeah, just broke right in.
That guy's got nasty stuff. I mean,
but I understand athletes becoming a little bit more sensitive. Fans at an event don't have the right to yell or say anything they want. Now, there are limits. Now, this particular one is just not. I think this is one where DeChambeau needs to get over it.
This nobody's is your calling rivalry,
him,
man.
Nobody's calling him. There's a rivalry between DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka.
What did he do to Brooks? Didn't he, like, get in his
live
shot?
Walked in his camera shot at one point.
I mean, it's not like, okay, so he should be banned for that then because he's instigating. I mean, it's just it's silly at this point.
Yeah,
that's dish it out, you can't take it.
DeChambeau's act has gotten a little bit thin.
Yeah.
I don't think people are in on the act anymore. But I don't think a fan should be ejected from a tournament for yelling Brooksy. I just think that's too far. That's too far.
What are the things that get you ejected from Augusta now? There's all these things you're not allowed to say.
Like
fire in the hole or what is it? That's all these things. Somebody tweet that. There's all these things you're not allowed to say at the Masters.
Well, you
got to
call them patrons and not fans.
Right, okay.
What are the other ones? Patrons, not fans. Yeah, you're not.
You can't have your phones.
Oh, right. You can't have your phones. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of rules because they're so super serious about themselves. They take themselves so seriously with their Magnolia Lane and their
pimento cheese.
Fred Walton's cabin and all that stuff. It's just too much for me. Just too much.
Amen, corner.
Amen, corner, yeah, all that. Yeah, I think they take themselves too seriously. And I think Bryson DeChambeau is taking himself too seriously here. If somebody yells Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau, enjoy the rivalry. You know, you've got that attention. You've got a rivalry with Brooks Koepka. Ride it, man. Use it. Play it to your advantage. And a fan should not be ejected for yelling Brooksy. And I guarantee you it will happen at the next tournament, right? Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to be ejected. And it's going to become a gigantic story and not a good one for the PGA. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Momo's game today. It is critical. And then Momo has a lie of the day.
Yeah.
That she told at some point during the show, and we will make our best guess at what that is. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. As we like to say, this is for everything.
Everything.
August, Momo 7. It's her game today. Mason 5, Jorge 5, Lindsay 4. And Momo, what is the game?
Okay, I think this may be the most random game I have ever come up with.
No, that's saying something.
Pretty random, all right? Yeah. Pretty random. I was trying. Initially was just going to do trivia about Rajon Rondo, but like there wasn't that much good trivia. So then I was like, I need to do some kind of Rondo-inspired game. Okay. And I thought, well, he has his first name and his last name start with the same letter. So we're going to have your name is your buzzer. I'm going to read you facts and a description of famous athletes or actors, singers who have their first name begins with the same letter as their last name. Okay. Like Rajon Rondo, R-R. Get it?
Yeah.
Yes,
is this
it.
The most random idea I could have come up
it
with?
It is random, but it actually
random.
Sounds like it's got potential.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Okay. Your name is your buzzer. I'll start reading.
Okay.
Just buzz in with your name, and who's keeping score? Mace?
I'll keep score. Okay. Mason can play. Lindsay can play. Jorge can play. Bingo.
Okay. This actor is a proud graduate of the University of Texas who has been rumored as a
Mason.
Future... Go ahead.
Matthew McConaughey.
Mason is on the board.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. This University of Utah star was taken 27th overall.
Mason.
Wow, fast.
Kyle Kuzma.
God, he's so good.
Jeez.
You guys are going to have to be faster. This pop star came to fame with hits like Candy and I Want to Be With You, but is now... Go ahead, Linz.
Mandy Moore.
Woo! There, Lindsay on the board. Mason 2, Lindsay 1.
Yeah.
All right. This Canadian began his career starring in the Canadian teen soap opera Hillside. He went on to marry both Scarlett Johansson and later Blake Lively. His biggest...
Lindsay.
Go ahead, Linz.
Ryan Reynolds.
Woo! Lindsay 2, Mason 2.
Okay.
Jorge, yet to scratch. Let's go. Okay. This Spanish star became the youngest player ever to play in the Spanish League on October 15, 2005, at the age of 14. He made his EuroLeague debut at the age of 16. And in 2009, he was drafted with the 5th pick overall by the Timberwolves, making him the first player born in the 1990s.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Ricky Rubio.
There you go. It's really hard to draw these out. You have to put in a bunch of stuff that you won't be able to guess.
Yeah.
Okay. This University of Florida graduate led the NBA in scoring last year. He's now a former teammate of John Wall. Mason.
Bradley Beal.
Oh, there you go. See, this game is good, right?
That is a good
game.
Great game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mason 4, Lindsay 2, Jorge yet to scratch. This British actress first came to fame in Love Actually and Bend It Like Beckham, but she's probably most known for
Mason.
Her role. Go ahead, Mace.
A deceiving one, Keira Knightley.
Boom! Mason is cleaning up here. All right. You're going for the tie here, Mace, all right?
Yep.
This Canadian reality star won an NBA title with the Cleveland Cavaliers and was handsomely overpaid afterwards. He's also earned a reputation for cheating on his wife and mother of his child.
Lindsay.
Go ahead, Lindz.
Tristan Thompson.
There it is! Lindsay! Oh. Lindsay! All right. Jorge, you're just...
I'm out.
You're just slow or something. I don't know.
Mason 5.
Like, what's going
three,
on? These aren't
Jorge,
hard.
They're not, but I'm just...
Okay.
I can't
all right. We got
how
two
many
more.
Are left?
Two more.
I'm sniffing a win here.
Okay. This former Toronto Raptor was the 9th overall pick out of USC in 2009. A graduate of Compton
Mason.
High. Mason.
DeMar DeRozan.
Boo! There he goes. Mason. Mason's got 5. Lindsay's got 3.
6.
Do you have 6? Oh, so you win then.
That's it.
Good job, Mace.
For the Mason wins.
First time ever, I have at least tied for the win in a month in Game of Games.
Me too.
We've been doing this for a year and a half, and this is the first time I've ever come close to winning a month. It has been Mason's month. Year of the Mace.
Month of the Mace.
And by the way, Momo is, it's a tie. So the two most unlikely winners,
yes,
Mason and Momo, tie for first in the month of August.
I have
you
to
never
say,
would have expected either of us to win.
No. And was that a good game? Or
it was a pretty good game, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
I didn't even get to read my clue that I was most proud of. Can I just read it just because,
yeah,
I was so
sure
proud of writing it? I was trying to come up with things that you wouldn't guess. The Pride of Flint, Michigan was a first-team all-rookie selection in 2018.
Okay.
It's hard to find words that rhyme with his nickname, so you probably have to go with snooze.
Kuz.
There you go.
Hey, I got one.
I thought that was
good
writing.
That was a great game.
Well written. Well done. Yeah. A good Momo game. Bingo.
Yeah, much better than my random Rajon Rondo questions.
Now it's time for Lie of the Day.
Ooh, okay.
Momo,
I had fun
at
with
some
this
point
one
today,
yeah,
has told a lie.
Yep.
And I've got a number of ideas. Jorge, Lindsay, do you have ideas too?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay,
I don't.
Jorge, what do you think?
All right, when you called an agent and he told you about a player that was going to play and then they uh-huh pulled him out, I think you were lying about that.
That's 100% true, and it was not an agent. It was a person
with
the team.
Yeah,
that was 100% true.
Okay.
The player in question actually was Kevin Love.
Don't shoot any of these ideas down, because we'll let Lindsay and Jorge weigh in.
Okay.
I think it's maybe it would be a long play, but maybe Daniel did not go to preschool today.
Okay.
She did not score 1,400 on the SAT.
Hmm.
She didn't. You don't stop yourself from crying by holding your nose. Do any of those three strike you as possibles?
I am not supposed to say.
No, you're not supposed
I
to
think,
ask Lindsay
I think
and
the
Jorge
third one sounds good to me.
I don't know. I literally saw her hold her nose.
No, that's a total lie. I did not plug my nose to stop myself from crying.
Man. Yes!
I totally sold it, though, right?
Yeah,
you did sell it. That is a great call. It was an excellent lie, too.
I repeated
good
it.
Good job.
I repeated it like three times. I was like, oh, they won't think it's a lie if I repeat it.
Nice. Nice.
It
doesn't happen very often that we actually sniff out a lie.
That was good.
And the official lie of the day now is me one day, guest host, or John the other. Well, me, John. We're both very, very successful liars. And we're proud of it.
You come up with these really elaborate stories, Mace. Like, I never, you're, like, it's easy to lie if you just kind of change the name. Right?
Correct.
If you, like, change the name or you just change one detail.
I think that's a cop-out.
That's a cop-out.
I think that's a cop-out.
I was like, in honor of Mace, I have to make up a completely ridiculous story right now. And a ridiculous thing that someone would do to stop themselves from crying and just totally sell it.
It's perfect. Now, you did cry at Jackie's
retirement show. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, many times. Yeah. But there's no way to stop yourself from crying. What are you talking about?
No, if you're going
to
cry, you're going to cry.
You're going to cry.
So let's get ready for tonight, okay? Tonight's a really big night for the Dodgers.
Okay.
It is Dodger Stadium, the Braves versus the Dodgers. Charlie Morton, who's been really good of late, he's 12-5. Versus Walker Buehler, who is the Cy Young Award winner for this year. Almost guaranteed, right? He's going to win the Cy Young.
Probably. It was going to be DeGrom, but he's been out too long.
Yeah, I totally agree. And Charlie Morton, of course, we remember from that series with the Astros in 2017. We've seen him before. He's got that monster power curveball, so watch for that tonight. It is an incredibly important night. This is a really big series. The idea that you can tee up for the San Francisco series this weekend is huge. Now, the Giants, meanwhile, are going to be at home against the Brewers, and they're going to face a very good starting pitcher, Brandon Woodruff, who is 8-7 with a 2.38 ERA. So when we come back tomorrow, I think we are going to be one half game out of first place in the National League West. And again, we're getting ready for this weekend series with the Giants. It's not we haven't really had a pennant race.
Yeah, this
Dodgers
is fun.
The last 7 years. I mean, we've really blown out the division the last couple of years. So this year it's going to be different. It's going to go right down to the wire. In this series, these games, this is the most critical stretch of the season, I think. This three-game series against the Braves, great team. Three-game series against the evil-hated Giants this weekend. A really good team. Hopefully, age is catching up to them. They've been getting by on guys like Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt and people like that who are aging and just having monster years. Buster Posey's having a really good year. So tonight, go Dodgers. And if we come – oh, can you imagine we come back tomorrow and we're a half game out of first place?
I can imagine it, but I don't want to jinx anything because every time you think the Dodgers should win, that's when they lose, right? So to me, it's – they lost to the Rockies the other day.
Yeah, they should win tonight. Should win tonight. And we'll all be watching it. Thanks a lot for listening today. Appreciate it. Mason and Ireland in the books. Coming up next for you is Scott Kaplan with Clinton Yates. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.